Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Greg Reed is our guest, folks. Greg is a motivational speaker and author, an entrepreneur. He's been the leader of a number of corporations. He is the co-author, along with Sharon Lecter, of a new book that's basically relaunching a 100-year-old example of how to get yourself out of your own way and how to persevere. The new book is called 3 Feet from Gold: Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities. As I say, the new version of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and he's our new friend, Greg Reed. Welcome to the show.
There you go. Yay! You know, it's so funny when people read that bio, and I'm a CEO of several successful companies, they forget I've also been CEO of some that didn't do so well. That's part of the game too.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Greg. Believe it or not, Greg, you're kind of peaking here really early, because I'm going to say that may be the most important thing you could tell my audience today. And I know you know what I mean, because sometimes people are afraid to fail. And the truth is that they should welcome failure, shouldn't they?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. In fact, it's so interesting. John Hope Bryant, one of the people that we interview for this book, says, success is going from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm.
Wow.
And it says that is the key to success, because, you know, you got to fail forward. It is just the reality.
Well, and isn't it interesting that when we knock it out of the park, we don't seem to learn much?
Well, that's true. It's kind of like anything else. It's working for... I mentor inner-city kids here in San Diego, and I realized every time I gave a kid a skateboard or a bicycle, that usually was gone within 3 months. Every time the kid worked towards it and I gave them a little money and helped them do it, they had it for the rest of their life.
Well,
that seems the way life is.
There's no question about it. Well, you know, one of the things I think that happens when we succeed is we think it's because we're so smart, and obviously that's perfection. You know, how smart I am is perfection, so let's just have a party. But when you fail, you seem to think, you say, okay, well, you know, what happened? I didn't like that. I didn't like the way that felt, so how could I fix that? And that's when we become introspective. And obviously, folks, Greg and I are not talking about being serial failures. We're talking about failing in little bitty baby steps along the way to success, right, Greg?
Well, absolutely, and I don't know about the cereal part, because that, you know, if you're going to keep growing and keep expanding, no matter even how your company is successful, you still have small failures. Today, one of your commercials in between was talking about Microsoft.
Right.
I wouldn't call that company a failure, but I'd call Vista pretty much a failure.
Right.
So, you know, they had a failure within their growth, and that's just part of the learning
process. And that's a big company, one of the wealthiest companies with some of the smartest people on the planet. And they had a major bust there with of course, the key is to make sure your failures don't take you down.
Well, in fact, one of the interviews we did was with Genevieve Boss, who founded Pink Magazine. And she said, you know, what's important to people to understand is you never want to let your mistakes define who you are as a person.
Right. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
Yeah, never, ever let your mistakes define who you are as a person, and especially in women in business, because she goes, you know, it's so funny, a guy can go lose $20 million and have cocktails and go golf, but a woman, boy, you lose $13 on the spreadsheet, and you stay up for 2 weeks trying to figure out where it went.
Well, I think you're right. Go ahead.
Well, no. I'm saying this whole concept, just for people tuning in, if you're not familiar with Think and Grow Rich, during the Great Depression, Napoleon Hill came out with this book after interviewing the greatest minds to talk about what they did to become truly successful and wealthy. Well, what we did, you know, 100 years later for our journey was go at it a different viewpoint. what we did is sit down today's great leaders and we just simply asked them, why didn't you quit? Why didn't you throw in the towel? And it's so interesting, the stories that we gained from these incredible legends really changed my entire life and the way I look at things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, tell the audience the story about the 3 feet from gold. It's a great story.
Well, R.U. Darby was this gold miner, goes out west to strike gold.
The fictional gold miner.
Well, no, a real gold miner.
I thought he was a character. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's an actual true story. Goes out west, strikes gold, hits a little nugget, and gets equipment to pull it out by the truckload. Well, he keeps digging, and then he runs out of gold. Eventually defeated because there was no more gold in that mine, he walks out and says, I quit. Sees a junk man walking by, says, give me a few $100, I'll sell you the mine and all the equipment. I give up, I'm out. Well, the junk man, realizing equipment was worth thousands, said, sure, you got a deal. But then he did something brilliant. He sought the outside wisdom from someone who had experience and went to an engineer. Said, what happened? They hit some gold and ran out. And the engineer started laughing. He goes, oh my gosh, that's the easiest thing in the world. Gold runs in a straight line. That's what they call a gold vein.
Mm-hmm.
So they hit one side of the vein, hit gold, and then they pop back into dirt. He goes, all you do is go back to where they discovered treasure, go 3 feet the opposite direction,
turn,
pop back into the vein.
Turn left and go in the other direction.
And you know what's so funny? He ended up pulling millions of dollars out of there, and Fort Knox today is still filled with that gold.
R.U. Darby was 3 feet from gold.
And how many times do we... But think about it. How many times have we quit one class short from a degree or sales or marketing, or we go into foreclosure or we give up? So
I will tell you, Greg, every small business owner out there who has ever stopped, every entrepreneur who has stopped or who has thought about stopping has had that pain of thinking, what if I'm only... And if they didn't know the Napoleon Hill story, the R.U. Darby story, they still said, what if I'm only a grasp away? Just one more reach, one more push, one more try. What if I'm only that far away from knocking it out of the park?
Right, and that's what we did. Is we sat down, literally, people that are industry greats and asked them what they went through because I thought I was the only person.
Yeah.
The first interview was with this guy, Dave Liniger. And, again, you might not know his name, but you know the business he started. I said, what was it like? And he says, for two years... The first 2 years, every call that came in was from a bill collector. He said, I spent my entire day handling bill collecting calls. He goes, the third year, every letter came in was from a law firm threatening to sue me, call me a fraud. I go, how did you handle it? He says, I stopped proving them wrong, proved myself right, called every bill collector, told them I can send you $50 and I won't quit, don't give up on me.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Right after these messages, back with more to come from our new friend, Greg Reed. The Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's from the Wayback Machine. The lead singer is 17-year-old Steve Winwood. That's right. That's how far back that one goes. It's still classic, though. Still great rock and roll. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Greg Reed, folks, Greg S. Reed is co-author of 3 Feet from Gold, along with Sharon Lecter. And this is the 21st century version of Napoleon Hill's, a relaunch of the sort of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich in the 21st century way. Greg, we're talking, by the way, tell the audience where they can find the book.
Anywhere good books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, go into a local bookstore, pick up a copy.
Is there a website for the book? Or your website? How about yours?
Well, absolutely. It's 3feetaway.com. However, I really just suggest you go into your local bookstore, support them, support your local community.
Right,
that's
absolutely
what it's all about.
But can they find out more about the book at 3feetaway.com?
You sure can.
So check that out, folks. Greg, we were talking about failure. One of the things I've said to my audience for a long time, and I've written this many times, is that failure and success are harness mates. One doesn't have to go, you know, you don't have to have, you know, failure doesn't have to go ahead of success, but they're harness mates. And I expect to have failures and successes my whole life. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I want to finish my story because I left.
Oh yeah, that's right. Didn't finish that one.
So Dave Liniger again. For the first 2 years, every phone call, bill collector. Third year, every letter, law firm threatening to sue and call him a fraud. I said, "How did you handle it?" He says, "Well, I stopped trying to prove them wrong." And I said, "I'm going to prove myself right." He says, "I called every bill collector. Says, look, I don't got $50,000 I owe you, but I'll give you $50 and a promise I won't quit. I won't file bankruptcy." And he called every bill collector every month, told him how much he could send, and on the fourth year, someone bought the first business, which went on to become Remax Real Estate,
wow,
the world's largest real estate firm. And all the people we interviewed, from the president of NASCAR all the way down to the founder of Chick-fil-A restaurants, Mrs. Fields Cookies, Evander Holyfield, the boxing legend,
right,
creator of String Theory, we picked their brains and asked them, just simply tell us your real story. So these aren't warm, fuzzy, I can do it stuff. It's more like, yeah, I'm going through that right now, and if you persevere, maybe I can too.
Yeah. I love to tell those kinds of stories on this show. I love people like you coming on and talking about them. That's the reason why I don't mind, you know, I don't mind telling my audience about the things that I've done. I've told my audience that there's not too many of the ugly things that can happen to them that hasn't happened to me. And you just have to keep going and just refuse to give up.
Well, absolutely, especially once you find what we call your knowing. And there's a big difference between believing and knowing. And one of the common denominators of all these incredible people we interviewed, they said, look, I found something that I knew inside my heart this is what I should be doing, and I didn't let other people tell me what I could and could not do.
Right.
Because the difference is, if you find someone that says, oh, I believe I'll find love one day, compared to someone who goes, oh, no, I know I will. In fact, I'm going to church. I'm asking my friends and family on onmaps.com. Well, chances are their laser beam focus is going to take them right where they're looking.
Right. Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, this thing about perseverance is it's not enough, though, if you're not succeeding, if you're having consistent failures. You got to do what the other guy did. You got to say, okay, maybe I'm not headed in the right direction. Maybe I'm the right person. Maybe I've got the right goals. Maybe I've got the right plan. But maybe I'm on the wrong track. You got to be willing to say that too, don't you, Greg?
Oh my gosh! Well, exactly. You go from blueprint to blueprint. One of the greatest interviews I did was a guy who started Chick-fil-A restaurant. He's a billionaire. And I said, "What's the secret?" And he says, "Well, if you want to be successful, stop planning your life." And I went, what? So that goes against everything we've been taught. He goes, well, last year you made a lot of plans. How much of that worked out for you? I go, none. He goes, look for unexpected opportunity.
Yeah.
You're like, what? He goes, well, if I want to go to the end of the street, he goes, that's my goal. I got to get off my backside and start moving that direction. He goes, a planner is going to plan every step, but I'm going to look for opportunity. Like a kid lives in a skateboard or a bike.
My friend Jim Ballard calls that looking for serendipity.
Well, exactly. He says, if I get real lucky, I'll wave down a neighbor, hitch a ride to the end of the street. He goes, I'll get there. I just don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's one good way to think about it. And, you know, I love what what is attributed to Thomas Edison. He said, failure is discovering what doesn't work.
Well, absolutely.
And
one of the things, let me go ahead. Thomas Edison. Well, one of the interviews I did was actually with the guy who was a curator for the Thomas Edison Museum.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest things that he ever did was create research and development, the ultimate mastermind,
mm-hmm,
where he brought people from all around the world.
Right.
Because, look, if you're struggling and you don't know what you're doing, well, it's because you're struggling, don't know what you're doing. Bring on other people around you and use their brain power,
mm-hmm,
and together see what will happen.
Ask people, bring in people who you trust, people that you think have the skills to look at what you're doing. You know, don't ask somebody who doesn't know what you're doing, but someone who does, and let them help you move over 3 feet. Hey, Greg, the book is called 3 Feet from Goal. The co-author is Greg Reed. The other author is Sharon Lecter. Greg, good job today. Will you come back another day?
Oh, please. Thank you for having me, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Greg Reed, ladies and gentlemen, R-E-I-D. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Man, say I'll move to New York. New York's fine, but it ain't dope.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.